RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on Radio MD.
Oh, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and I don't like that diet word, D-I-E-T, poo. And I have a kindred spirit who is our guest, Dr. Emily Cooper, who is also someone who says, diets don't work. And she has done a wonderful job in her new book, The Metabolic Storm, where she is taking science and proving why diets don't work. She's a Seattle-based physician specializing in the underlying causes of obesity. She's board certified in obesity medicine, sports medicine, and family medicine. She's a smarty pants, and she's going to help us understand what is this science base for why diets don't work. Emily, welcome to Her Radio. We're really happy to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So what's the metabolic storm? What is this? Science proves why diets don't work.
Well, you know, I wrote this book because I was in my office seeing patients for years who felt like failures. They were always blaming themselves. They were seeing their health decline in spite of thinking that they were doing everything right. And they really were living in this food prison. And I'm sure you've seen them too. And it's, you know, counting carbs, counting calories, going to the gym. And I knew there was a medical reason for their condition, and I knew that it wasn't their fault. And it was really painful to hear the stories of how these patients were being treated by society, by their doctors, and even by their own family and friends. And so I wrote the book because there are a hundred years of science behind why diets don't work, and yet that's not really getting out into the public.
Okay, well, tell us about it. All right, so give us some teasers from this marvelous book, The Metabolic Storm.
Well, the first thing to think about is how the metabolism really works. And so it's a little bit complicated, but the metabolism is regulated by a complex feedback loop where I always say that the brain acts as the CEO and hormones throughout the body act as messengers. And when this is working well, because it's a feedback loop, everything balances perfectly. The appetite's normal. The body weight stays balanced, but when there are glitches in that loop, those disruptions can lead to what I call metabolic dysfunction, which is really a basket full of different specific problems, and that causes the body to store extra fat and gain weight, and it can really affect appetite as well. But this is the reason why the American Heart Association and the American Medical Association now categorize obesity as a disease, and they actually refer to it as a multi-metabolic hormonal disease state, because the science proves that obesity is caused by this underlying metabolic dysfunction.
All right, so if diets don't work, what does?
Well, that's the thing, and this is probably going to shock everyone.
The but devil in the details.
Patients, right, I tell my patients all the time, and it's shocking to them, stop exercising and stop starving yourself and actually start eating. And I have to repeat it again and again, but I really want them to stop, beating themselves up with exercise and stop counting the calories, stop counting the carbs, and start eating all food groups every few hours. And it's very counterintuitive to most people because it's different than what we've been conditioned to believe. But the thing is that because it's a medical problem, the best thing to do is actually have a medical workup and find out what is going on with the metabolic system. And because in people with obesity, their brain already perceives that they're starving, then going on another diet, it just would never work because it amplifies that sense of starvation and it creates more problems.
So if I can just sort of play here a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so rather than, you know, going out and starving yourself and going on the next crazy whatever, you know, a diet out there back and forth, and then killing yourself in a gym and getting up at dark 100 and, you know, doing an hour and a half workout and stuff, wouldn't you say that it obviously makes sense to really be concentrating on eating whole foods, obviously avoiding refined and processed foods, and at the same time, instead of, you know, going out out of your way to be nutty about the E word, exercise. Mm-hmm. Be physically active throughout the day. Clearly, don't be sedentary. Get up, walk, and really try to maintain a more active lifestyle. But you don't have to kill yourself in a gym to get the point across, right? Would you agree?
Well, I think that when we look at food and exercise, those are really important components of health, nutrition and exercise for everyone. But when people turn to those as a tool and a means to lose weight when they have obesity, they're just always disappointed. Because while diets appear to work in the short term, numerous studies repeatedly show that within 6 weeks of dieting, the metabolism rate is 22% slower. By 6 months, it's 36% slower than it was before the diet started. So that's really why the weight comes back and then it ends up higher. So what I'm getting at is that we need to focus on health, all of us, regardless of our weight. Eating, as you say, whole foods, all the food groups, whole grains, beans, legumes, vegetables and fruits and proteins and wonderful fats. And we do want to stay active. We want to have the stamina to live our lives and enjoy the things we do. But we don't want to turn to those tools and take them to the extreme in an attempt to lose weight, because it really isn't worth the short-term results, because we end up paying the price in the long term by metabolism.
Yeah, well, it doesn't even work half the time. Isn't that funny?
It's true. Half the time it's true. I see patients who come to see me and they've been on every diet known, Weight Watchers, Paleo, Atkins, the hormone resetting, low carb, low fat, all of them. And often their weight is soaring up uncontrollably while they're still on this diet and they're exercising, sometimes consuming less than 1,000 calories a day. So yes, you're right. It often doesn't even work, even in the short term.
I was laughing to myself here a little bit, thinking when I ran my first marathon, it was the Marine Corps Marathon, 1998. And, I'm just sort of I've been a tomboy since dinosaurs ruled the earth. And so I always love going out there and doing some fun stuff. But I'm an athlete. That's different. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting. What I noticed is there were a number of people who said, I'm going to do a marathon because I could lose weight that way. Well, lo and behold, within about a period of 2 months, they'd gained 10 pounds. And they said, how could I possibly be doing marathon training, gaining weight? And that's because something to watch out for is when you go above a particular threshold of intensity, it actually kicks up hormones in the brain that will force you to eat a lot, because it's assumed that you're going through highly intense, potentially survival threatening type of physical activity, and you need to replete those calories, and they don't know you're trying to train for a marathon. So it's very interesting. By taking it down 28 notches, it works much better. All right. So if you were to just tell our wonderful listeners out there at Her Radio, very quick, what are the two things you want them to start doing right now, just to start the whole ball rolling?
Sleep. Sleep is so critical. It's for metabolism balancing. And we need to get at least 7.5 hours of sleep. And so that is critical. Without that, your metabolic hormones will get thrown off. And then that eating frequency, every few hours throughout the day, all the food groups. And, of course, keep these foods in the whole foods realm if you can. You don't want to consume a lot of chemicals, of course. But those are the two main important things. And the other is to get a medical workup if you're concerned that you may have prediabetes or a medical cause of your obesity.
Well, there's 70 million people out there who are pre-diabetic, and they don't even know it. And
they
so seeing someone like you is so terribly important for them to be able to, get it right. So I'm talking to Dr. Emily Cooper. She is the author of The Metabolic Storm. Her website is coopermetabolic.com. She is a specialist in all things diet and nutrition. Well done. Well done. Thank you, Dr. Cooper, for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.